producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I was just listening to you about the mother being concerned about her daughter having a relationship with her ex-husband.
Right.
And I'm wondering, is that premise necessarily true in all relationships? If you don't have a good relationship with, let's say, a mother, are you necessarily going to have bad relationships with daughters or children?
Yeah, it turns out to be, you know, I mean, you're asking a perfectly legitimate question, and we know that there's pretty good evidence that, and let me just give you, rather than the scientific data, let me just give you the kind of anecdotal information, that, for example, if you have a father who's absent, strict, unloving, not praising, then you're going to feel that need to have a man in your life hug you and tell you you're wonderful and whatever. So you're going to go off in your dating life, and you're going to try and find men who will do that. But unfortunately, the model that you have is your father. So you're going to pick men who are very much like your father, hoping that somehow it'll turn out differently this time, that they will love you and therefore be charming and wonderful. But you're going to pick the model is your dad, which is aloof and absent. So until you can work that out, you're going to replicate the relationship by, in theory, wanting the opposite and picking the same.
Okay.
So you can see how. Yeah, exactly. So the question is, what about.
How about the relationship?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. That's what I'm about to tell you. Hang with me. I'm not ignoring you. So then, what's the deal about sons and mothers? Similar. If you've got a mom who, let's say, is overbearing and, you know, keeping an eye on you all the time and very controlling, are you going to try and find a woman that will give you a little bit more flexibility? Yeah, but what you're going to do, because that, you know, that those patterns are set so early. Piaget says it's all done by 2.5. Freud says 5. But that, you know, that's really early on. So it's really before consciousness in the verbalized kind of sense. So while we may say, you know, my mom controls me, she put me to bed every night at 6:30, she, you know, wouldn't let me blow my own nose, yada yada, so I'm going to pick a woman who's much wilder. But again, that may be the conscious thought. The unconscious, you may pick the same woman thinking, I will make her love me in a different way, because for kids, it's all interpreted as unloving. All right, so the question then becomes, we know that fathers, daughters, sons, mothers, the question is about mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. It turns out to be a little different in that fathers who are overbearing to sons tend to have issues with authority figures. So that means they may have trouble at work. They may pick a wife that is more like their father. It becomes a little less clear and distinct. But clearly, the two people who are the most important in everybody's life are our parents. And so if we can, and that's why adulthood was invented, so we can kind of neutralize whatever it was they were. Now, before everybody goes off and saying, well, you know, is there such a thing as a good parent? We could probably say that no matter who your parent is, that as a child you're feeling that you wanted something else. If your parents are really loving and very hands-on, then maybe you wanted more independence. If your parents are a bit more aloof and had lots of kids, so you felt neglected, you want somebody who's more involved. So the point, I suppose, about parents and kids is no matter what you got, it's not what you want. And that's why we have this generational skip where your grandparents are much closer to your grandparents than you are your parents. So the point is, it keeps people like me in business. Did I answer?
Well, I guess that's a good thing. But my issue is with my mother.
And what is the issue with your mother?
And she's not close with anyone.
Well, but again, the issue is not who is your mother. The issue is, what is your relationship with your mother, and how does it play out in your life, and what can you do about it? When you're 3 years old, your relationship with your mother is something that she's going to control. Anytime after about 18 or 19, you have much more of an input, so you negotiate what you want with your mom. Now, that requires you understanding that the behavior you're most likely to affect ain't hers. It's yours. So, for example, if your mother never calls you, you always have to call your mom. Instead of saying, Mom, you never call me. How come you never call me? You call my sister. You call my brother. You never call me. It won't work. But to say, Mom, do you know what? It would really be important to me if you would call me occasionally, and I'll tell you what, every time you call me, I'll take you out for lunch. Well, that you're probably able to do.
I can't do that because she lives way out of state.
Well, but Jan, I think you're not getting the point. The point is not me giving you a specific way of dealing with your mom, but understanding changing your behavior, changing your definition of the situation is what you can control. Changing your mother's behavior isn't. But as you change your behavior, hers, in fact, may adapt. And if it doesn't, then you can sort of begin to define it as something else. Rather than rejection, you can decide that she's limited. You can find other people in your life to serve as surrogate moms. But the point being that changing a relationship as an adult is much more likely than as a child, number one. Number two, changing your behavior is much more feasible than changing hers. Number three, you can negotiate it. And number four, if the price of admission is your parent admitting that they're horrible people, it's not going to happen. And you can't undo the past. What you can do is go from here forward. So, for example, if your mother never came to your Brownie Scout meetings, you're presumably past being a Brownie Scout, but what you can say is, Mom, I'd really love to do this together, or can you give me Grandma's recipe for pot roast, or whatever it is that you want. Figuring out a way to go forward that gets you more of what you want without her having to admit that she wasn't a very good parent, because most people aren't very willing to do that. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I want you to know that I have faithfully followed, since I married my husband with two stepkids, your rule of a step-parent being a good host and a good friend, and have not gotten involved in anything. But recently, my husband's ex-wife told a lie about me, and said that I said something about my stepdaughter, which I never said. I did clear it up with her, and she knows that this was not said by me, but she has since called me the B word, referred to me as that woman my dad is married to, and
Wait a minute. Your dad is married to...
My father is. In other words, she said about me that I am the woman. In other words, referring to me like the woman my father is married to, instead of calling me by my name. So anyway...
This is your stepdaughter said this.
Yes.
How old is your stepdaughter?
13.
Well, but honey, how long have you been married to her dad?
5 years.
Well, I mean, do you remember yourself at 13?
I do, and I'm trying.
You're a little snot. You're a little snot. Everybody was.
Right. So how do I, when she comes to the house, do I just be like, oh, everything was fine?
Yeah, absolutely. Stupid and cheerful.
Stupid and
absolutely.
Cheerful.
Listen, understand that kids, I don't know if your parents were together or not.
Yeah,
but
they were.
I mean, even if they were together, you played your mom off against your dad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody does. That's what 13-year-olds do. They have no power, so they manipulate. So, I mean, don't take it quite so personally. And it sounds like you're doing a good job. And what you need to do is when something like this comes up, do I think that the 13-year-old misinterpreted? Probably. Have 13-year-olds been known to exaggerate or to color something in their favor? Oh, like, duh. Stupid and cheerful.
Okay.
First of all, it'll take all that tension out of your neck and shoulders and stomach. And second of all, listen, I mean, the point is that you can only manipulate somebody who's willing to be manipulated. If you're stupid and cheerful, the whole point about the stupid and cheerful is it's almost impossible to manipulate somebody who's stupid and cheerful. It's the ultimate Teflon.
Right.
She walks in and instead of you going, I can't believe you said that to your mother, which means you swallowed the bait. Well, that isn't what I said, and besides, you did that, and you're off and running. If she walks in and goes, hi, honey, your hair looks so adorable, what's she going to do? You've absolutely flummoxed her. You've done an end run around her. Then she has to figure out whether you did something, so either she has to escalate. You can't lose. Stupid and cheerful.
All right, you got it.
All right,
thank you.
You're welcome. Alice, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Oops. Yes, Alice, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is, let me fill you in briefly. I'm 50 years old. I had a kidney transplant 4 years ago. Following the transplant, in the months following, I contracted HB2 or herpes, genital herpes, because of the immunosuppressant medicines. And now my husband wants a divorce, and I'd like to get back into the dating scene. It's been a while since...
Are you divorced yet?
Momentarily.
Well, you know my dreaded one-year rule.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so you can't date for a year anyway, so what
question? Okay, so after 1 year's up, and I'd like to maybe meet somebody... is it fair to join a dating service, knowing that I have...
Sure. I think that, again, that something like 20 million Americans have herpes, which is basically one out of every 10 Americans, so it's pretty common.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Well, he's right. This is the part of the program where we tell you what's coming out on DVD. All right, so we've got Planes, Fire, and Rescue, which is from Disney. Remember Dusty? He learns that his... This is... Yeah, I'm kind of mixed about this. I'll tell you what I liked about it, what I didn't. When Dusty, the crop duster, remember from the first one?
Yeah.
All right. Learns his engine is damaged. He may never race again. Do we think this is middle-aged men sort of acting out? Okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
he joins a forest fire and rescue unit to be trained as a firefighter. Okay. Dane Cook, Ed Harris, Julie Bowen, Curtis Armstrong. I really like the first one of these because I think it really did give it the sense of flight. This one I had, I'm kind of mixed about it, to be quite honest, because part of it was I grew up in Colorado, and so forest fires were a part of my growing up and are even actually more of an issue now than they used to be. And so how they fight forest fires was absolutely fascinating to me. But this is a really scary thing. I mean, it's a really scary flick because getting stuck in a forest fire is truly terrifying. It's truly hell on earth. So this is a movie that I think like 12-year-old boys are going to love if you can get them to that. Because, you know, I don't know how 12-year-old boys kind of like bloody things and Saw and stuff like that.
Sure.
But 5-year-olds are going to have nightmares
scared
for this.
Yeah.
So okay. I think I really liked it, but I, you know, had some serious reservations, especially about the group that it's aimed at. Let's see, Fort Bliss. This is an interesting movie. It's Michelle Monaghan, who is an interesting actress. After returning from an extended tour in Afghanistan, a decorated U.S. Army medic and single mother struggles to rebuild her relationship with her young son. I don't think that's exactly what this was about, but that whole idea of women returning from battle. I mean, we've seen so many movies about men returning from battle, and to a certain extent, it's interesting to have movies about women because it means that they're enough of an issue, enough on people's radar. I suppose it's like when people started making movies where the radio shrink was the villain. I kind of like that.
Nice.
Goody, I've moved into the zeitgeist. The Dog. This is actually a terrific documentary that is going to be overlooked, partially because of the poster. The poster is really tacky. This is a documentary about John Wojtowicz, who was, remember Dog Day Afternoon? He was the inspiration for that movie. And it's actually a fascinating story. He attempted to rob a Brooklyn bank to finance his male lover's sex reassignment surgery. So this was the inspiration for Dog Day Afternoon. And the real story is even wackier than the movie was. So I was absolutely fascinated by it. And they actually have interviews with John Wojtowicz, who's no longer in prison, and also his he started out as a transvestite and then wanted sexual reassignment, and they were married at some point. I mean, it's really, and also John's original wife. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. I mean, Dog Day Afternoon didn't begin to cover the nuttiness of this, but I mean, so I kind of liked it. Frontera, I'd watch Ed Harris do almost anything. A former Arizona sheriff's wife is killed while riding on their ranch property. Would appear Mexican man illegally crossing into the U.S. is at fault. As the former and the current sheriff search for answers, lives are changed forever. I love Ed Harris. Michael Pena is always terrific. Amy Madigan's also in it, who is his real-life wife. So there's some other movies, some of which I have not seen, so I can't review them for you. But Maleficent, which is Angelina Jolie, vengeful fairies driven to curse an infant princess, only discover that the child may be the one person who can restore peace to their troubled land. Yawn. You know, I think we've seen this before. I mean, Angelina Jolie, if you love her, you're going to love the movie. Hercules. Having endured his legendary 12 labors, Hercules, the Greek demigod, has his life as a sword for hire tested when the king of Thrace and his daughter seek his aid in defeating a tyrannical warlord, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But, I mean, you know, what they do is they surround kind of personalities with actors. All right, we've got John Hurt in it, Ian McShane, Joseph Fiennes. Didn't do very well. Okay. Philip Seymour Hoffman's a Most Wanted Man, a Chechen Muslim illegally immigrates to Hamburg where he gets caught in the international war on terror. This guy, as I said, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Rachel McAdams, Daniel Brühl. Daniel Brühl is terrific. Robin Wright. So there's some interesting movies out. What I would send you to is one that no one's going to, you know, it's probably going to get $4.84. But The Dog. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. But nobody's going to buy it except, you know. But if you really want something that will sort of be different than something else you've ever seen. And as you know, documentaries have the sense that they're incredibly depressing and you know, you're not going to. You're going to set your hair on fire, you know, when you're finished with it. But it's a terrific movie. All right, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. This is Joe. I have a question. How do you break addiction to somebody that you know they're not good for you? Because I have a girlfriend that I've known for a long time, and I don't think she's treating me properly. I really don't.
Well, I don't think you want to use the word addiction because it's just going to make things more difficult rather than easier.
Well, I don't know what it is. It's like I know this woman for 15 years, and she's not treating me properly.
Well, so stop interacting with her.
Well, let me.
No. Joe, that's the answer. The answer is if you're in a relationship, look, most of us at some point have fallen in love with somebody who's not the right person for us, and we'll probably love them to our dying day, but that doesn't mean we should be with them because they're toxic for us for whatever reason. So you just stop seeing them. You don't call them. You don't take their phone calls. You can't stop thinking about them necessarily, but over time you'll think about them less. But it doesn't make any difference what the particulars are. You stop taking their phone calls and you stop talking to them, period. That's it. Got it?
I just got a question.
The
question is, you didn't answer my question.
Yes, I did. You just don't like the answer.
No, because, wait a second. I love the person deep.
Doesn't Joe? I already covered that. I already said you can love somebody who's not good for you. You stop taking their phone calls. You stop calling them. You don't necessarily stop thinking about them, but you stop interacting with them.
Okay, but what are you supposed to do when they come around or whatever?
You you don't answer your door. You stay away from them. Period. That's it. That's the end.
That's the end. Okay. That's the end.
And over time, you'll stop thinking about them as much, and because time really does heal things, but that you stop interacting with them. That's the final answer. Honest. It's very simple. It's not necessarily easy, but it's very simple.
Is there any easier way out of that?
No, there's not. That's what I said. Simple and easy are not the same. It's hard to walk away from somebody that you love that you know is doesn't work for you. But what you need to remind yourself is that it doesn't work for you. Period. That's the end. And if you can figure out, and walking away sometimes makes you inspired to find a way that'll work for you. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Zach, you'll be next. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea, 855-993-7569. We haven't forgotten why you guys are voting or not voting, but as you know, phone calls always take precedence over everything, even over Shane and Joy. Zach, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Ooh, hello.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Sure.
I'm a leader of a Weight Watchers group.
Okay.
And my question is, how do I answer this question that I keep getting? I have some ideas about it, but I wanted to check in with you before I went ahead and answered anyone specifically.
Okay.
The question that always comes up is, how do I deal with either a spouse or a child or someone else in my home who is unsupportive of my weight loss journey, who either insists that I make a separate meal for them, or, you know, how do they ask me how to navigate that? And I always, in almost everything I do, ask myself, what would Dr. Joy do, but I'm not sure. I'm not a therapist, obviously. So I don't know what's in my purview to say. What would be most effective?
Okay, well, let me. So what do you answer now? And we'll see if you get an A plus or a B or I probably wouldn't give you any less than a C. But I mean, I can't imagine flunking you unless you say divorce them. But then that's right. Probably a little extreme. All right. So what would you say? What's your current answer?
Well, first I'll open it up to the group and say, has anyone else dealt with this? How do you guys handle it? And
they
all seem to be relatively shy about this, and I don't get a lot of response to that. And then I say, what do you say in this situation? What do you say to your it was a spouse today. What do you say to their spouse? And the answer is, I say like I need this and can I do this? And I say but the spouse won't budge. So I at this point what I said is, well, can you bribe him? Can you trade him? Can you say I'll cook for you 3 days a week if for the other couple of days you do some other chore or something? Is there something you want from them?
Okay.
That sort of thing. And
I think that's a good approach.
As far as I've gotten.
Fair enough. So I think as far as you went, you get at least a B+. And let me tell you why I wouldn't give you a whole lot higher than that, at least to begin with, is I think that let me give you a similar situation, kind of a metaphor. I was asked once to give a speech for a bunch of legal paraprofessionals about how do you deal with difficult people. And I said, I'd be glad to give you a speech about how to deal with challenging people, but once you call someone difficult, you're lost because you've just given away your power. You're going to approach them in a different way, and that approach is doomed because you're going to give them the sense that you don't like them, that they're troublesome, that you're wary of them. And in fact, if they're bullies, they're going to get off on all three of those things. So you don't want to do that. You've just empowered somebody who's going to make your life miserable, and you don't want to do that. So what I would do, rather than saying, all right, how do I deal with people who are not supportive, is I would sort of take a step back and say, look, the whole point is, this is not a group exercise. That sometimes we're really lucky, and we are in a situation where everybody's saying, yay, you, go. And it's really nice if you're running the marathon, or if you're applying for a new job and you have a whole bunch of people who are in your corner saying, go for it, go for it. You're going for the goal line stance. But realistically, all of us have to run our lives based on what our inner compass, what we think is right. And sometimes people, the audience, is going to applaud us. And sometimes they're going to boo us. And sometimes they're going to ignore us. And sometimes they're going to applaud us for exactly the wrong reasons. And sometimes they're going to boo us for things that we just don't understand. But by and large, they're going to ignore us, not because they're wicked or not because we're meaningless, but because they have their own concerns. So if you're going to talk about weight loss and you're going to be dependent on somebody else supporting you, you've already lost. Because if they're distracted, if they are threatened, and as you know, and I'm sure everybody in the audience will nod their heads, that sometimes if we've been the little pudgy person in a relationship, the other person may feel superior to us, or they may feel safe with us, or they may feel that no one else is going to be interested in us because we're pudgy and therefore that the relationship is safe. So there are all sorts of what we would call in the trade subtext woo-woos going on with both weight loss and weight gain. So what I would say to all of your folk who are trying very hard to reboot their eating habits, their emotional eating, their self-image, their body image, to say, if you're dependent on somebody else being supportive of you, you lose. Not because they're not loving, but because they have their own concerns, their own agenda, and it may or may not be consistent with yours. This has to be something that you feel so strongly about. Not that you are willing to forego the relationship, but that you are willing to forego their support. Because they may have reasons that make no sense to you, but make perfect sense to them of not being it. For example, well, you're too thin. or you know, you've become obsessional about this, or you're just trying to appeal to that, to your new boss at work, and as soon as he notices you, you're going to leave me, or you're going to become more sexual, or you're going to want things from me, or you're going to want me to lose my weight, or you might want to make me feel worse about my eating or drinking or whatever. So my stance, Zach, would be with your folks who say, all right, how do I deal with somebody who's not supportive, is that isn't where you start. You have to start with, how do I make this work for myself? And then the secondary question is, how do I make it work for other people? And the answer may be that you can't. So it may be that we have to figure separate meals, or it may be that that we eat half portions, or it may be that we stop eating out, or it may be that we bribe, or it may be that we take nutrition courses together, or it may be that we have more sex or less sex or whatever. But if you start with the notion of, how do I make people supportive, you're lost, because that is a secondary goal, not a primary goal.
Okay, so basically start from the position of, you're doing this for you, what that's going to take, and then deal with the ramifications after.
Well, you can certainly figure out the ramifications, and most people can anticipate them, but and you can be prepared to deal with them. But it's and again, the metaphor I would use is somebody stopping drinking. You stop drinking because you can't drink anymore. It's too dangerous, it's too destructive, it's too medically toxic for whatever reason. And expecting your partner to either be supportive or to stop drinking with you means you've already undermined yourself. It's something you do for yourself, by yourself, or it doesn't happen. Now, every once in a while, as I said, you can run into to a sponsor or to a buddy or to somebody who's going to go along with you. But that can't be the definition, because you've already given away your power. And this is something you have to do by yourself, for yourself. And then what you can do is figure out, and all your other, all your thinking about the bribery or separate meals or explain to them or doing a trade-off all makes sense, but not as a primary tactic, because it can't be. Primary tactic has to be, this is how I have to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I think the drinking analogy will work for them also.
Good. Yeah. So you can see why I said right track, wrong pew at this moment. So start with the powerful pew, and you can see how that completely takes the responsibility off your shoulders about how do you deal with anybody. Because they're going to always know better how to deal with people than you are, because they know that person.
Right.
And what, to a certain extent, what they're doing without even being aware of it, Zach, they're doing two things. First of all, they're making it your problem, not theirs, which, as you know, whenever we're trying to change a behavior, there's always that temptation of, well, you're strong and I'm weak, so tell me what to do, which means if I collapse, it's your fault, not mine, which is another way of not taking responsibility, of saying, well, if they'd only been supportive, I could have been, you know, I could have been successful. And can't do that. That isn't where you start. Where you start is, I need to get this done. How do I get it done? And then how do I bring along the people who are important to me? But that secondary question has to be secondary. It can't be primary by definition. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So there. So are we glad we had this conversation?
Yes, very much so, as usual.
Well, good for you. And you can see how that it in a very empowering way puts the responsibility right back on their shoulders. So there can't be excuses. The commitment has to come from them. And the answers, to a certain extent, come to them. And, I mean, I think you sort of attempt to do it, although they're going to view that as being a little squirrely, unless they adore you, which I'm sure they do, of saying, okay, well, what do you guys think? Because, again, when we have to hear that inner voice, that one that says, I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. And sometimes we're going to make mistakes. Sometimes we're going to think it's the right thing to do. And what we realize is we were wrong. And we can be wrong for any one of a number of reasons. We can be wrong because we miscalculated, or because something has changed, or because we weren't aware enough of our own needs or goals or whatever. And again, the things that were really important to you when you're 20 may not be so important when you're 35. So we need to kind of, but you know, that's okay. If we take the responsibility, then we can also make the change. If we've given the responsibility away, getting somebody else to make the change, much harder. Let me put you on hold and see if you have any other questions, because I don't want to just kind of shuffle you off to Buffalo. My guess is that you don't, but if you do, I'm here for you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Ava, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Taking my call, Dr. Joy. We've talked on a couple occasions about my 15-year-old daughter. First, we thought maybe it was anxiety. She was having symptoms, and then we realized she had a uterine fibroid, which that was incorrect. And we did an MRI about 10 days ago, and we discovered she has a 5-centimeter ovarian mass. And the doctor's recommending, surgery. We got to take it out. How do I go about telling her because she's really emotional and sensitive, and what is the best way to like, just tell her without, you know, like, I'm just confused on what to do.
Well, I mean, part of it is there have been so many misdiagnoses that she's going to be understandably skeptical. You know, I'd let the doctor tell her. I mean, if nothing else, he can be more clinical about it. He'll be less emotional. She can ask any of the questions she wants, and she'll have the sense that this is a medical kind of opinion. I don't know why she'd have anxiety from a fibroid cyst, but
well, like in the beginning, well, before we knew what anything was, her symptoms were like nausea and vomiting and just, you know, not being herself. So we thought maybe it was anxiety, but it wasn't. She was having like a medical issue going on.
Okay. Well, I mean, the good news about this is the likelihood, I mean, they're going to, they have any sense, see, 5 centimeters, it's a fairly good size mass. Do they have any sense about whether or not it's benign or not?
They said they don't know, but like the characteristics are leaning more towards benign, but they need to take it out. But another question is, one doctor says open incision, the other doctor says laparoscopically. Do you know anything about that?
Well, they're both surgery, and one you do through an incision. Yeah, I mean, they're both through an incision. They're just, one is usually a little bit smaller than the other. I think those are questions that you can ask her with the doctor there. But I would let the doctor explain it to her.
Okay,
because
another question for you, Dr. Okay. Joy, is that I know that she's going to be concerned about her fertility, and even though the doctor said like this shouldn't affect it, how do I like ease her anxiety about that?
Well, listen, you can use me as an example if you want. I had a 10-pound tumor when I was 19, and I'd had 3 exams within the last 6 months because it was just before I got married. And so they took out one ovary completely and half the other one, and I had a child. So it's, you know, you don't need much to have a baby.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, so you can tell her she can call me, and mine was an awful lot. You know, a baby after 9 months only weighs about 7 pounds, and this was after 6 months weighed 10.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, tell her that, you know, 1 out of every 3 women has, I think, fibroids. So it's a very common phenomenon.
But this is not the fibroid. This is, now they said, no, it's not a fibroid. The MRI showed that it's an ovarian mass.
Yeah, well, I mean, the question is whether it's solid or cystic or whatever. But, I mean, the point is that it sounds like it's on the uterus or an ovary?
Ovary.
Well, she's got 2 ovaries, so, you know, even if they take out 1 ovary, she's still got the other one. And as I said, I had a child on half an ovary, so she'll be all right.
Okay.
Or, I mean, and you can all, you, I mean, certainly, I shouldn't say she'll be all right. I mean, certainly the likelihood is very high. And people, women have babies on with very little ovary. And whatever, you know, whatever is true, I mean, what will happen that, you know, that she's, this is presumably not life-threatening, and she'll get it taken care of, and she'll be fine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. You know, it's amazing. Until you have something, you never, you know, people never hear about it. And I should have mentioned, although it didn't seem particularly germane, not only did I have a child, I actually had a couple of miscarriages. And, you know, I had never talked to anybody who'd ever had a miscarriage. You know, it was not something that I knew anybody about until you have one. And then you say, oh, yeah, well, and it turns out that a huge number of people have miscarriages, that they're much more common than not.
Yeah, Tiff and I had one as well, so, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just one of those things. And had you heard anything about it before you guys actually had one?
No, and it's, like you say, after we had one, then, yeah, of course, then you find out, everybody kind of comes out of the woodwork and talks about it. It's one of those things that I've always wondered why people don't.
Well, I think there's a reason for it, that whole issue about, I mean, this is a country that is so, I mean, we were so weird about sex. We were Victorian in our Puritanism, yet we used sex to sell everything from toothpaste to, you know, to beer to cars. And so I think that disconnect is part of it. I mean, part of it is that, especially for, well, I think for both men and women, there's always that sense of failure that somehow this didn't work. And part of it depends on how early the miscarriage is. But supposedly, one out of every three conceptions ends in spontaneous abortion. That nature really just has a way of flushing it, and a lot of women don't even know it because they just think that, you know, that they missed a period and then they had an unusually heavy flow to make up for it. And quite often that's just nature's way of saying, whoops, didn't quite work. Once you know things like that, what's amazing is not that people have miscarriages, but that we have live perfect births as often as we do. So
yeah, it's such a fragile thing. It really is a miracle. I mean, when you sit and think about it, you know.
And yeah, there's so much that can go wrong, and quite often doesn't. And when it does, quite often the body just sort of takes care of itself. But you know, it turns out that one out of every five couples who are trying to conceive can't, which is a statistic that you never know about until you run into fertility issues. And so it's like you say, it's the old joke of the guy who is in Devil's Island, and he finally figures out an escape plan, and he escapes and is dragged back a couple weeks later. He's sort of on the edge of death, and his prison mate says, well, you know, I knew you weren't going to make it. And he said, what do you mean? He said, well, lots of people have tried, and nobody has made it. And he said, why didn't you tell me? He said, we never publish negative results, which is kind of, I suppose that's an academic joke in that, you know, if you have an experiment that you think is going to work and it doesn't, nobody ever writes to the journals and says, well, we thought that this was going to be the fact and it wasn't, because that seems somehow a failure or it doesn't support what your intuition was or somehow. And it's a mistake, because those kinds of that kind of information can move science ahead as quickly as anything else. So, you know, it's really a mistake that we don't talk about when things go wrong as well as that when they go right.
Yeah, you would think scientists of all people would understand that mistakes.
Well, but again, you know, that it's especially in the world of academia and in the issue of government grants.
Oh, okay, sure.
So what you're supposed to do is be successful, not unsuccessful.
You bet.
So,
well, that's something we as a society need to look at. Yeah.
I mean, it would certainly make me, because the science is the whole picture, and we move human intelligence along by knowing what's going on, and not knowing when things don't work is as important as knowing when they do. But especially, and you can hear the pain in this, you know, in a mom's heart of not knowing this is a pretty common phenomenon. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.